This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton and adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
And now, this is the moment you've all been waiting for. We are live on the Charity Stripe Podcast with your hosts, Alex, Josh, and Nick.
We're good to go.
All right, Jalen Smith here, vet in the NFL, standout linebacker. We just talked a little bit about Antonio Pierce. You were the first, you know, kind of guys to come in when he took over the team. I've always been adamant about player coaches being superior in my eyes to the guys who didn't play, right? You can relate a lot more to a guy in that type of locker room. So, like, what was the change in the mentality of that locker room when he took over?
AP, his tenacity, his will to win, the way he approaches everything, every meeting, every workout. You can just tell that the guy wants it.
Yeah.
And it's his energy is infectious. That's what I love about about AP. So him bringing me in, getting a chance to play with the Raiders for a month, I had an amazing experience. I think Mark Davis did a great job by bringing him back.
Sure. It's a no-brainer.
Absolutely. Makes sense. I mean, like, if the guy's proving it, it's like a player. If a player proves it, you're going to play the guy. Best guy plays, best coach to coach. And absolutely. I think he learned his lesson the last time with Rich Bisaccia. Like, he went not with the interim guy who got him to the playoffs. He went with McDaniels. Did you notice, like, a shift of the guys in the locker room when McDaniels left? We don't have to get into it, but we heard a lot of stuff about him throughout the season. Did you notice a shift when Pierce took over?
I wasn't there.
I know, but
for McDaniels, but the shift, you could definitely feel the shift, for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
You know, it's different when you go into work and it doesn't feel like work. You know, everybody's behind, you know, the head man who has the vision. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that was on display. I feel like everybody had one common goal, at least for the time that I was there. So it was great to see, and I think the Raiders have built some momentum going into this offseason coming up, for sure.
Yeah, you got your career started off with Dallas. There's a guy over there in Dallas who's been pretty good to start his own career. What are your thoughts on Micah Parsons?
Oh, I love him. I love him. He's incredible. I mean, the talent speaks for himself. The dedication he has, the will to win. He really wants to win. I think he's just in his youth and he's learning. Mm-hmm. He's still got room to grow.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what I love about him.
I mean, it's crazy that he fell in the draft. Like, you know, looking at him right now, it's like, how do NFL teams miss a talent like that, right? Like, he's arguably the best defender in the NFL right now, and he falls with number 11 or
11. Yeah, I mean, you take the Jets taking a quarterback who played 1 year. I mean, we don't need to disparage, but like 1 year BYU over Michael Parsons, it's crazy. You were a beast in college, one of the all-time greats at Notre Dame. What do you think of where Marcus Freeman's got this program going? Mm-hmm. How do you feel about next season? Hartman was solid, but I think Riley Leonard's going to be a guy that's going to come in there and play some nice quarterback for you guys. How do you feel about them getting back to the playoffs?
I think Riley is going to be a huge asset, not only from his experience, but his desire. I think he's a guy that loves the game of football. I think he's going to add value by coming in right now and in the spring.
Yeah.
Coach Freeman, he's changed the culture. He's evolved with today's game. Especially in the college world. So.
Have you got a chance to go back and visit the program?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, cool. I've been back. I go back every offseason.
Spend
time with them. I'm born and raised in Fort Wayne, Indiana, which is like an hour and a half from Notre Dame. So
that's awesome, man.
And then my older brother actually was at Ohio State when Marcus Freeman was there. So
the ties go way back.
So.
Well, I'm excited for this new 12-team playoff because I feel like not being in a conference has screwed you guys over every single year because it's like you take one loss and it's over. You know what I mean? Like you got to be a conference champion to get in these playoffs. But now 12 teams expanded, like never looked better for you guys, right?
It's great for Notre Dame because we'll never join a conference. We'll always be independent.
And you're cool with that?
I'm cool with that because of our rival.
Right.
USC. Every year.
But now USC is in Big Ten. It's like,
every year we get to play USC and Stanford. You know, those are our West Coast rivals.
Right.
We're ending the season either in Southern Cal in Los Angeles, or we're ending it in, you know, near the Bay.
Yeah.
So that's what I love about that rival. And if we join a conference, they're going to take that away.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and if USC is good and you get that win, like this year was a big win for you guys.
Absolutely.
You kicked their ass.
Absolutely.
It's probably the first overall pick in the draft.
No.
Right? Would you take him first overall, Caleb Williams, and trade Justin Fields?
Man, it depends. It depends. Because I may take, if I'm the Bears, I may take Marvin Harrison Jr.
You think he's that good? First overall is a wide receiver. First overall is a wide receiver.
He's going top four and not four in my eyes.
Yeah.
That's just in my eyes.
Well, you're a pro. Your eyes matter. Who's funniest teammate you ever had?
Man. Probably Antoine Woods when I was with the Dallas Cowboys.
Nice.
Hilarious.
Yeah. Who are your top five linebackers ever?
Man. Dick Butkus.
Old school.
This is serious.
Derrick Brooks.
Beast.
Ray Lewis.
Obviously.
Willie Lanier.
Okay, cool.
Kansas City Chief.
Yes, sir.
And you're going old school. Some deep cuts here.
And I don't know five. I don't know who five is. I don't know.
Five will leave. What about a guy right now? Who's a guy that you love watching? Guy you like film you like also study and appreciate?
Bobby Wagner, DeMario Davis.
Warner.
Levante David. Fred Warner is a beast. Yeah, I love those guys.
I have this discussion a lot because I played football. I was an athlete, and we always talk about like what we can do in the pros, right? Like if we had 100 opportunities to, you know, get a base hit in Major League Baseball, like could we do it? Like could Josh punch it in from the 1 yard line? Could he punch it in from the 1 yard line?
You're up the
fourth
middle,
down stop, and he's the running back.
You're at your peak.
Not just by himself, like with a professional O line.
You're in the
any defense
in the league.
You're at running back.
I'm at running back, full offensive line. You're the middle linebacker. At your peak, am I getting this? Am I scoring?
How much you weigh?
Right now, I'm a clean 200.
Clean 200.
Yeah.
Did you play football in high school?
No.
You wrestled.
I wrestled.
Nope. You wouldn't get in.
Who's your toughest tackle?
I don't have a prayer. 100 tries.
100 tries.
You're going to get lucky. You're going to get lucky. Someone's going to open up a hole for you.
100 tries, you're probably...
Bro, I'm not even... The thing about 100 tries, I'm not even making it to try three.
So you probably get... 100 tries, you probably get 11, 12.
All right, so...
I'm calling...
So similar...
I'm calling to the
11,
side.
12 of, because you wrestle. So that's... Yeah. There's a...
There's a little screw loose.
Yeah, there's a... There's a...
Oh, he's crazy.
That has to come with.
I'm willing to.
Well,
I'm willing
similar question. Splat on the field. Similar question. I get 100 tries to tackle Ricky Williams. Do I do it once?
No. Oh no.
No, he just runs me over every time.
Williams?
Yeah.
He wouldn't run you over every time, but you wouldn't tackle him.
Never.
No. Ricky Williams.
Back to some Notre Dame. Were you bummed at BK when he left, or did you understand?
No, I don't understand. I'm not bummed out by him leaving, his departure. He accomplished so much. He accomplished everything but a national championship.
Yeah.
But it's hard to win a national championship at Notre Dame. That hasn't happened since 1988, Lou Holtz.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But he's been to 2 college football playoffs, one BCS championship game that we got tortured by Alabama.
Still sick that you went.
But, man, Brian Kelly, he had an amazing coaching career, I believe, at Notre Dame.
Yeah.
When he did everything to earn a statue but win a national championship.
Yeah.
And in order to get a statue at Notre Dame, you got to win a national championship.
Yeah, you do. You got to get that bling. How about off the field? What do you got going on off the field right now that you're really happy about?
I'm an athlete entrepreneur, always have been, investing in a lot of different things, multifamily, real estate, private equity, venture capital. I started my own eyewear line 6 years ago called Clear Eye View.
Nice.
And we're doing some great things right now, all derived around a focused vision, great quality but affordable pricing.
Nice.
Love that.
That's the two best things.
You guys make shades too?
We make shades. Nice. We have
optical
partnerships with Xyloware, Sam's Club, iMart Express, and over 1,300 stores. And then we're direct-to-consumer online for our sunglasses. So you guys should,
big shades guy.
I'm a huge shades guy.
I'm a monocle guy.
I'm not wearing them right now, but.
You got to give me an address.
I will.
Done.
Not for public eye, though.
You want to hit him with it, Nick?
Yeah, we asked all of our guests this question. Every single button's got this question before. This can be from you playing, as a fan, anything in life. What's your favorite sports memory?
My favorite sports memory? My favorite sports memory was probably, there's two. I would say winning 4 state championships in a row in high school.
Jesus, dude.
4 in a row?
4 in a row.
You're a 4-year starter, yeah.
4-year starter, yeah.
I went 1 year, my senior year. We were 15-0 in Texas and lost. It was so heartbreaking. You're like, we're so close. We're up at halftime, too.
Did you play Texas?
Up at halftime?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Did you play Texas in college ever?
Yes, my last year. Yeah. 30-0, blowout.
You were on the – and then y'all came following year.
I was on the sideline.
We won the following year.
Yes, I was at that game.
And were we. Yes, we were like, we're back. And our coach got fired end of the year. Brutal.
Oh, man. But it was that was a great atmosphere, though.
Great
atmosphere.
I remember
going down. That was my first time ever in Austin.
Really? You love it?
Would you say that would have been option number 2, knowing what you know now, going to college?
You saying Texas? I love Texas. I live in Texas. I will never leave Texas. My second option would have been Ohio State. My brother played at Ohio State, so
word.
I would have been able to play with him. However, my 1A.
Knowing what you know now, though.
But 1B, favorite football memory, is playing for the Cowboys with my older brother.
That's
for
awesome.
3 years, yep. And the Cowboys is our dad's favorite team, so we got to play 3 years together. I remember him scoring his first NFL touchdown and me running off the sideline to go celebrate with him. We had some great moments.
That's I remember when you were drafted, dude. I remember watching it on TV, honestly. It was sick. I mean, we were in college when you were playing.
Absolutely.
So you were kicking ass when we were in school.
Oh, yeah.
So we followed the whole thing really closely. Really emotional, awesome moment to watch. So
absolutely.
I thought we should relay from the other people on the couch.
100%
to watch you get drafted. Yeah. Man.
Everyone was rooting for you.
Yeah, I
appreciate you guys having me.
Of course, man. Awesome. Of course.
Anytime, and then when we get off air, because we can't give it on air, we'll give our address out. Maybe we could honestly see what people send us. Jalen Smith, thank you so much for joining us, man.
And now this is the moment you've all been waiting for. We are live on the Charity Stripe Podcast with your hosts, Alex, Josh, and Nick.
The Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.